Alaska.
Today, the University of California at Berkeley reversed its decision to cancel a speech by conservative commentator Ann Coulter over security concerns. They're now offering a makeup date at a more secure venue. John Blackstone is following this.
On the Berkeley campus, opposition to Ann Coulter's appearance adds to a growing impression that conservative opinions are not welcome at many of the nation's public universities.
I was the one that personally invited Ann Coulter.
Naweed Tomas is spokesman for the Berkeley College Republicans.
These students are trying to create a liberal echo chamber on campus where one viewpoint's allowed and any other viewpoint is attacked and harassed.
Violence erupted on the Berkeley campus in February when outspoken conservative Milo Yiannopoulos was scheduled to appear. He was rushed from the building for what campus police said was his own safety. Berkeley officials worry the same thing could happen to Ann Coulter. Berkeley Chancellor Nicholas Dirks.
Our police department has made it clear that they have very specific intelligence regarding threats that could pose a grave danger to the speaker, attendees, and those who may wish to lawfully protest this event.
Demonstrations against conservative speakers have turned violent on campuses from NYU to the University of Washington in Seattle, where one man was shot in a clash between protesters. Berkeley officials blame recent violence there on what they call the Black Bloc, not students, but outsiders who come to campus bent on destruction.
Clad in black, wearing masks, highly organized, rather disciplined, armed, not with firearms, but armed with a number of weapons.
Berkeley, of course, has a long history of protest. The free speech movement of the 1960s was born at this campus gate. Today, Scott, school officials had to answer to conservatives whether the only free speech welcome here is from the left.
John Blackstone, our man on campus. John, thank you.